What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 576. In this episode, I'll discuss predicting the success of dexmedetomidine as a sedative. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode576. Anecdotally, dexmedetomidine has always seemed to me like a hit-or-miss sedative, working wonderfully in many patients and barely or not at all in others. Researchers recently published in Pharmacotherapy a single-center retrospective cohort study of 158 critically ill adult patients receiving dexmedetomidine to identify factors associated with clinical success. Success was defined as having a mean time within goal RASS score of 60% or greater in the first 48 hours of mechanical ventilation after intubation. The goal RASS score was defined as 0 to minus 2. Patients on benzos or propofol infusions for greater than 12 hours were excluded from the study. Almost two-thirds of the patients achieved clinical success. Success was associated with a significantly increased mechanical ventilator-free duration at 14 days. The authors performed a multivariate analysis looking at the following 9 factors in regards to the chance of clinical success. Number 1, the RASS score prior to dexmedetomidine. Number 2, initiation of dexmedetomidine with fentanyl. Number 3, SOFA score at dexmedetomidine initiation. Number 4, medical or cardiac ICU admission. Number 5, alcohol, opioid, or other substance abuse disorder. Number 6, age. Number 7, liver disease. Number 8, history of anxiety or depression. And number 9, sleep disorder. Of the 9 possible factors, only SOFA score at initiation predicted response to dexmedetomidine. The odds of success were decreased by 9% for every point increase in SOFA score. In other words, the sicker the patient, the lower the chance of success. While this finding was statistically significant, the 95% confidence interval did have an upper range of 0.99. While the study is limited by its retrospective single-center design, it may be helpful identifying a population of patients with the highest likelihood of clinical success using dexmedetomidine for light sedation. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical training from a pharmacist's point of view on using dexmedetomidine in critical care. This is in addition to many other resources to help in your practice. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is my online membership site that teaches pharmacists practical, critical care and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside so that you can become confident in your ability to save lives and improve patient outcomes. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.